Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the Department of Homeland Security has purchased a second Georgia warehouse as part of its nationwide revamp of immigration detention. A cell phone ban in Georgia's high schools is one step closer to becoming law. And a $5 billion data center is being planned for the Columbus area.
Well, jobs, of course, and we're talking about good jobs, high-paying jobs, 195 permanent jobs.
Today is Wednesday, February 25th. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. The Department of Homeland Security has purchased a second Georgia warehouse as part of its nationwide revamp of immigration detention. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
DHS paid 10 times the assessed value for a warehouse and adjacent land near Interstate 985 in the city of Oakwood in North Georgia's Hall County. That's according to a deed published by Oakwood officials. And though comparable in size to the warehouse DHS bought about an hour south in the city of Social Circle, the Oakwood warehouse is planned to detain far fewer people, only about 1,500. In DHS plans, the Oakwood warehouse is slated to be a processing center where people are held briefly before longer detention in Social Circle, and finally, deportation. Both facilities are part of DHS plans to reduce the number of their detention centers nationally by something like 90%, while also adding tens of thousands of new detention beds. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
A cell phone ban in Georgia's high schools is one step closer to becoming law. GPB's Sarah Callis has that story.
The Georgia House of Representatives passed a bill Tuesday that would ban high school students from using their cell phones during the school day in public schools. Representative Scott Hilton sponsored House Bill 1009. He says most high school teachers report that students are distracted in the classroom.
Outcomes matter, and our students are suffering academically, but are also missing out on meaningful social and emotional connections with each other.
The bill builds on legislation that was passed last year that banned cell phones in elementary and middle schools. It now moves to the Senate for approval. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
Columbus residents are learning more about a $5 billion data center being planned for Muskogee County. Property records now confirm its location on more than 800 wild acres of trees in the county's northeastern corner. GPB media partner, the Columbus Ledger Inquirer, also cites a Flint Energy's official as confirming its energy request, 600 megawatts. That's more power than the entire resource needs of Columbus. Choose Columbus CEO Missy Kendrick told reporters yesterday the facility's main benefit would be...
Well, jobs, of course, and we're talking about good jobs, high-paying jobs, 195 permanent jobs.
Residents speaking to the Columbus Council yesterday expressed skepticism about the proposal, citing its massive energy and water demands. Kendrick urged residents to contact her directly with questions about Project Ruby, as it's being called. Prosecutors in the trial of Colin Gray, the father of the accused Appalachee High School shooter, introduced in court a recording today from shortly after the shooting. GPB's Chase McGee is following the trial.
Bureau County investigator Jason Smith interviewed both Colin Gray and his son Colt after the 2024 shooting. Prosecutors played that 2.5 hour long interview with Colin in front of the jury. They say in that interview he contradicted what he told the GBI on the morning of the shooting several times on safe gun storage, how much he knew about his son's mental health, and about how much he knew about Colt's collage of Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz. But Judge Nicholas Prim told the jury to disregard key moments where investigator Smith tells Colin what Colt told him separately, because as far as evidence goes, it could be seen as hearsay. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Low-cost air carrier Breeze Airways has announced two new destinations from Savannah Hilton Head International Airport. The company said yesterday it's adding Columbus, Ohio and Portland, Maine to its offerings at SAV. Global aerospace manufacturer Pratt & Whitney cut the ribbon yesterday on a $200 million expansion at its plant in Columbus. The project added 400 jobs to the region. The company also announced another $200 million expansion to increase production of parts for military and commercial engines. A bill aimed at improving Georgia's third-grade literacy rate passed in the Georgia House yesterday. The legislation would fund literacy coaches in all of the state's elementary schools, allow schools to hold back first and second graders not reading at grade level, and provide other literacy supports. Atlanta Democratic State Representative Phil Olalie supports the bill.
We're not leaving anything to chance or family circumstances. We are building a system that prioritizes literacy and early learning in reading for every single child.
The renewed literacy push comes as the majority of Georgia third graders are not reading at grade level. Third grade is a key reading threshold for children. Also in the House yesterday, representatives passed a bill that would require schools to install weapons detectors at building entrances. Mulberry Republican House Majority Leader Chuck Evstration sponsored the legislation.
Keeping our students safe in Georgia has been a top priority of the Georgia House of Representatives. House Bill 1023 is the next step in that important work.
If the bill becomes law, schools would receive $50,000 each in safety grants in the proposed 2027 fiscal year budget. Evstration says that could pay for a weapons detector. Democrats largely supported the bill, but said conversations about gun safety laws also are needed to prevent tragedies in schools. The bill now goes to the state Senate for further consideration. And for more news from under the Gold Dome, tune in to GPB's Lawmakers tonight at 7 on GPB TV or anytime at gpb.org/lawmakers. Atlanta's expansion National Women's Soccer League team and Aflac have announced a front-of-kit sponsorship deal. The new team will debut in 2028. The deal with the Columbus-based insurance company is for 7 years. The team is owned by Arthur Blank, who also owns the NFL's Atlanta Falcons and Atlanta United of Major League Soccer. The Falcons and United both play at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, as will the new NWSL team. Atlanta will become the league's 17th franchise after the additions of Boston and Denver in its most recent expansion.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
And another Georgia sports news. After riding the bench with the Golden State Warriors, Jonathan Kuminga finally got a chance to shine for the Atlanta Hawks last night, and he sure made the most of it. In a thrilling Atlanta debut, Kuminga threw down thunderous dunks, knocked down three-pointers, and spent much of the night smiling in a 119-98 rout of the Washington Wizards. The evening also brought the return of Trae Young to State Farm Arena. The former Hawk was traded to the Wizards in January, ending his 8-year Atlanta run. Young sat on the bench the whole game, but got a standing ovation during a brief tribute, as many in the crowd wore his number 11 Atlanta jersey. And that's it for this Wednesday edition of Georgia Today. If you'd like to learn more about these stories, visit gpb.org/news. We encourage you to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you have feedback, send that to georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Orlando Montoya. We'll be back again tomorrow with another Georgia Today.